USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Day one is here. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
The president-elect reportedly plans to sign several executive orders in his first 10 days in office. According to a memo from his chief of staff, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina addressed some of those moves on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures.
If the first thing he does is go back into the Paris Climate Accords, that's a disaster for the U.S. economy. The accords basically give China and India a pass on their carbon emissions. And how do you enforce a national mask mandate? So if that's what he's going to lead off with, he's going to have a tough rollout of his presidency.
President-elect Biden is also expected to sign executive orders to end the travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries, halting evictions and student loan payments during the pandemic, reopening schools and businesses, and immediate economic relief to working families. The memo also states Biden will take action to address climate change and expand access to health care. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Stott.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As thousands of people make their way through South and Central America for a better life in the United States under Biden's expected immigration policies, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports on the latest.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says
his words matter, and it's saying, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says now. It's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter who wins the Super Bowl this year, history will be made.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked 4 postseason games in her 6 seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.